Hey listeners, it's Kat Kruger, your Dungeon Master at D20 Dames. The Dames are finally headed to Daggerford by way of Ardeep Forest. They've been tasked with bringing the Nighthaven brothers to the followers of Elistray. On the way, Karen revealed Riot's origin story, and Lariah did her very best to allay Gwador's unease with things that might go bump in the dark. After passing under an elven archway, where they were all granted a temporary boost to their perception checks, they stumbled upon a drow male slumbering beneath a blue leaf tree. When their efforts to rouse him failed, Karen opted to rifle through his satchel and discovered items belonging to a mage. When Jasper asked if the fellow had a name, she turned to the front page of the journal and uttered the name Wink. And with that, the mage woke and startled Karen. So the man wakes up, and with a startle, he picks up his wand and points it and says, "Who doth dare disturb the rest of a mage most powerful?" And I all need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
21. 13. 17.
All right. So Wink looks over at all of you, holding up his wand. "Well, who doth disturb the rest of a powerful mage?"
Wow, that's quite a lot of cool words you're using that I've definitely used in sentences before. I'm Riot, and Riot bows.
He smiles over at you. Charmed, I'm sure.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. And these are my companions, who I thought would just pick up this conversation.
Karen isn't saying anything until Riot says that, because she's trying to figure out how to, like, hide the, like, handfuls of things she has from his bag, which is, like, just random spell components and, like, just...
Oh, Jasper just takes it out of your hands and puts it behind his back.
Thank you.
Gwador just sort of waves down from atop Riot.
No, we weren't trying to disturb you. We were mostly just trying to make sure you weren't
dead.
Injured. Yeah.
That's injured to the max. I don't know if you've heard of it.
That was most kind of you. I can assure you I'm quite alive.
Yeah, we see that now.
Riot would like to make an insight check. No.
Okay. 15. What are you trying? What was that?
15.
What were you trying to...
Is he alive? Is he alive? Is he not okay. Like a like the undead? Just he's talking all sorts of fancy. Sounds real old.
Oh my goodness. I don't think insight is the check for that though. But yeah, he is being truthful in saying that he is, you know.
All right. She's just, you know, trying to show the kids to be wary since they went up to this person.
And your names, I have Riot here, Bugbear Child here.
Gwador.
Gwador. Ah, and whose brother, not by blood, must he be? Yours?
That's Jasper.
Jasper sort of peers behind Karen and then ducks away again. You can kind of hear him rifling through the bag.
I didn't realize you knew what his name was. That's very, yeah, you are very learned. You have read more than 3 books as well.
Oh, read, written, I am a mage most powerful after all. And he smiles at you.
What were you doing sleeping out here, and how long have you been out here?
Oh, just the evening. I was here looking for spell components. Then I met upon some dwarves, and they invited me to play ninepin, and I laid down to rest here, and the next thing I knew, I was being somewhat rudely awakened. No offense, of course.
So, are there still just like bits of like debris around him that we saw like covering him when he was asleep.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay. So Lorelai's just gonna point at all of that and say, are you sure it was only the night? Because we saw, like, it looked like you had been here for a while, and there's all of this stuff that was on you.
He looks down and then looks up at you and says, and what was your name again? You are quite perceptive.
Oh, I didn't say it.
I see.
How perceptive of you.
Oh, sorry.
Karen and Wright. Yes. We high five. We only know the same three jokes.
He goes to stroke his chin. And as he does, he tugs his beard and yelps. And he's confused as he brings up a handful of beard. And he says, what year is it?
Lariah tells him the year.
Which would
and
be
the rest of us not in agreement. 1494.
1494.
Did you really think we knew that, Kat? Come on.
She tweeted it.
I did.
But I couldn't remember the exact number.
Is this part of a riddle, like clue thing? Like, connecting the dots this whole time?
Follow me on social media 3.
Yeah, if you don't follow me, then you're not going to get the clues to the podcast. I don't know. How much more simpler can I make it?
Play at home, kids.
1495. I'm just going to add this to my permanent
1494.
Notes. 1494. D&D Beyond. Oh, 94. Okay.
When you say that, he yelps again and says, what? No, that's not possible.
I assure you it is.
I left home in 1489.
5 years? That's not enough. Okay. Well.
What? 5 years have passed.
I mean, I did the math, but please check me.
If you say what the year is indeed 1490. No. One of those dwarves sent you. One of those dwarves sent you and put this false beard on me, and this is just a prank.
I mean, I think if you really thought that, you wouldn't be reacting in this way.
He strokes his long white hair and again sort of like pulls up more hair than he was expecting, and says, "How is this possible?
You're the mage most powerful. You tell us."
Yeah, is there like a spell you know to see the last thing that was cast on you, maybe, or?
No, my magic is, well, it's a different sort.
What kind of sort?
Well, it's the sort that knows without having her disclose her name that over here, and he points at Karen, your name is it's Kairi Zelosiant.
What?
Yes. Am I pronouncing it incorrectly? Kairi Zelosiant.
That's better than I can pronounce it, honestly.
Wait a minute. Do I not know this?
No, probably not. I mean,
is this your name from before?
Yeah. That's like my given name or whatever.
Your true tribe name. Your true name.
Sure. It's so beautiful, Karen.
I mean, Karen's pretty cool. Rolls off the tongue. I think Karen's my real true name.
I mean, we'll call you whatever you want to be called. That's the truth of the matter.
I mean, Karen, you know, Kayreath is like, just so hard. Just Karen, it's easy, I like it. It's my name now. I gave that other name up a long time ago, it's fine. Wait, why do you know my name?
He waves his wand and bows a little bit from his seated position and says, this is my power. I am an onomancer.
Whoa. Boring.
Karen tries to say that like behind a hand, but like
you
clearly
do
does
not. You do not know. You do not know the power of a true name.
You're right. I really don't. I really don't. Like what? What? Would you have my soul or something? Wait.
he just
Ryan
smiles.
Ryan starts looking this guy over to see if there's a contract in his hand. You know, by a certain end.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I will fight you for her name. Like, do not, you know, you can make jokes all you want, but,
I was not the one that was joking here. Was I?
All right, well, sorry, can you... Let's just say that that was a, I don't want to say parlor trick because I've never been in a parlor, but a good guess. Can you give us one more example?
Certainly. Yourself?
Sure. Do I have a different name?
You may have a different true name. I need you to make another wisdom saving check.
Oh, 18, baby. Sorry.
he waves his wand and he looks for a moment and then he waves it over at Jasper. And he says, Jasper, Nighthaven.
All right. I believe that you can learn anyone's name. Maybe let's not ask the strange magic user to find out our true names. That feels like a bad plan.
He didn't know mine, so good job. But yeah, Jasper Nighthaven, it's written on his backpack. Okay? Embroidered lovingly. Really good. Guadar, was that you?
Is this, would Lariah actually know, like, the power a true name holds, or can this be one of those, like, because Jess knows that Lariah knows it things, or do I need to roll for this?
You would know. You would need to roll for it, yeah.
Okay, what do I roll for this?
I would say that would probably be a history check.
Okay. That is a 20.
All right. You can tell him what you know then.
I mean, I'm not going to tell him. I'm just going to keep saying, like, we don't need to, like... But we get it. You can learn our names. Great. What were you doing out here? Do you know why someone would have put you to sleep? Do you need help? Otherwise, I feel like we should get out of here.
Well, I was here collecting, as I said, spell components. Took a rest. These dwarven fellows invited me to a game, and... You know, I left home in Waterdeep 5 years ago, having a vision of Illestri, and I cannot believe that 5 years have passed. Jasper sort of peers around Karen's leg, and he's still rifling through the bag, and he just sort of says, "You saw her."
You saw Illestri?
Yes, he smiles and there's like this twinkle in his eye. Yes, my lad, it was a sight to behold. What grace and strength in her form, yet such delicately sculptured features. She danced, her ankle-length hair, it flowed and undulated in the moonlight. Her eyes glinted with irises that held a shifting hint of blue like moonstones. She spoke to me in a voice that carried a sweet musicality within itself. And she said, in our deep forest, you will meet fate unknown. And of course I had to come. But apparently I've been asleep under magical enchantment, it seems.
I mean, maybe you're here to help us out.
I don't believe any of your names are fate.
I mean, come on, you know that was fate with the other capital F, right? Like
he smiles.
I mean, we found you. It's been 5 years. So I'm sure you were either invisible to other people, or I don't know, like, I guess a lot of forest animals probably slept on you and stuff and used you as a pillow.
I suppose that would explain the smell.
What do you think, Lariah? I mean, I know exactly what you think.
Lariah just looks at you like, why?
Jasper's, as he's rifling through the bag, he pulls out a little box and he holds it out with a, his hand is shaking a little, and he says, what's this? And Wink just smiles over at him again and says, open it up, my lad. When Jasper opens up the box, it is a music box, and it's got this tiny obsidian figure of what you all know is the Dark Maiden. And it starts playing this tinkling little tune, and Jasper just stares at it for a really long time. Make a perception check with advantage.
Yep. Nope.
14 for Riot.
11 for Karen.
11 for Lariah as well.
Whoa. You actually all see that Jasper is livid.
Lariah reaches over and snaps the box closed.
Jasper just sort of snaps out of it, and he just starts running.
Wright takes off after him because Guadar is, like, pulling her hair.
Yes.
And her horns are, like, guiding her like a horse. Hey, Wink, come back!
Wink just sort of lets out this confused, huh? And then he just sort of waves at Jasper. And Riot, you fly up. He is, like, this is a very treed area, so you're sort of dodging between trees and everything, and I think maybe make a dexterity check, and I'll do a contest with Jasper to see how far he gets ahead of you.
All right. Ooh, what's a 5 gonna do?
He got a 7. Wow. So he just sort of, he just gets ahead of you, and it, you can feel Guadar, like, just driving you towards him and just, like, kicking with his little chubby legs, but you're not going fast enough, and maybe it's because he's up there and you're a little distracted. You know, a couple times he almost falls off of you. Mm-hmm. And you see Jasper run into a ring of mushrooms, and then he disappears.
Oh, God. It's a fairy ring. Come on. She lands on the outside, sort of sniffs the air around it. What color are the mushrooms?
They look like a earthy, stony sort of color. As you're sniffing around, Guadar is climbing down you.
Nope. She holds on to him real tight. Nope. We are going to figure this out. And she sort of calls out behind her for the others to join her. Got a little fun trouble over here. You know, our brand.
Wink just sort of looks over at all of you and finally gets up and brushes a whole lot of leaves off of himself. And then he picks up his satchel and says, well, I have lost a valuable item of mine in this in this happening. Perhaps we should all follow your friend.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Also, I think probably you could start telling us what's going on here.
What do you mean?
What was that music box?
It was a music box with a child's lullaby from Elestre. Nothing quite unusual. It only has sentimental value.
Where did you get it?
I had it made in a shop in Waterdeep.
Hmm.
Come along. It is quite valuable. From a sentimental perspective, of course, as I said.
Yeah, you know what else is valuable? The kid who just took off running because you did something.
He seemed quite taken by Elestre. Perhaps it brought back a memory of some sort. I'm an onomancer, not a dreammancer or whatever, whatever sort of magic is out there dealing with dreams. Let's go. He just like hoists his satchel over his shoulder and just makes his way to where he saw and heard Riot.
Mm-hmm. Riot's taking a little pebble as they walk up and like flicking it in the middle of the mushroom ring to see what happens.
Pebbles do not, they just land in the middle of the mushroom ring. Mm-hmm.
She takes a bug and flicks it in.
Bug disappears.
Mm-hmm. All right. Everything with a soul, I guess. Or something to lose.
Wink just comes in and hears that last bit and says, "What's that now?"
I was just testing to see, Jasper ran into this and disappeared, so it looks like it's taking, living beings. I was running a little experiment before you, as you showed up. By the way, thanks for making him run.
Again, he just sort of looks around with his hands up in the air. How was I to know? Besides, it was his own curiosity that led him down this path, rifling through another person's belongings. And
Listen, that's totally normal. It's perfectly natural.
It is. Yes. Curiosity. It should be nurtured. However,
you knew there was something weird about that music box.
No, absolutely not.
That you did.
Absolutely not.
Well, why don't we have this argument after we find him safely?
Well, if you're saying it's a fairy ring.
I didn't say, I was just testing it.
Well,
I've never actually seen one.
Well, now that you've seen this, you've seen one, he says as he gestures.
Oh, you know the names of things too. Okay, not just living things. Okay, cool. So,
well, I guess we have to go in after him.
You want to go to the Feywild?
No, I mean, don't want to, but I want...
We have to get Jasper.
I definitely do.
Wait, what about this? We tie a rope around our waists and on the other side to a tree. You think that would work? Or would the rope just fall off when we go through?
Wink crosses his arms and just looks at you.
Well, this is fun learning from you. You give no hints as the correct direction.
Have you, any of you, traveled to other planes before?
I don't know, maybe.
In our dreams.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I was pulled from one, probably. Right, Brittany? Oops. Right, Karen? Where am I?
No, Riot, you were just, like, not there, and then you were there. Like, truly. I mean, that could be a different plane, but, like...
So, if we shouldn't go to the Feywild, do you know how to pull someone back out through a fairy ring?
Well, let's look at all of our options here. I didn't say that we shouldn't go. I'm just asking, what is the experience here with planar travel?
Zilch, planar travel... We've used transportation, like, portals before. So we went to the Candlekeep Library.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's technically the same plane, but we had to breathe out while we did it, if I recall. So, you know, we know to do that.
I think you were being pranked there.
Well, that I can.
All right. So you have used a teleportation circle. Who among you knows that spell?
None.
All just looking at each other.
I see. So you were led by a more powerful spellcaster, is what you're saying.
I would love to be led by a more powerful spellcaster right now, if he would do something. Come up with a plan, or we're just going through the fairy ring. I'm not leaving Jasper on the other side. Anything could be happening to him right now.
What concern is he of yours?
Well, this guy is clearly useless. I'm going through this fairy ring or not.
We're going. He's a drow boy on his own. I wonder...
He's not on his own. He's with us.
You are his adopted mothers? Is that...
Oh my
God. It doesn't matter what our relation is.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, we're going through the ring. If you want to get your little music box back, then I suggest you come with us. It doesn't matter what our relationship is. We care about him. We're worried about him. And we're going after him. Someone has to look out for him. And that's going to be us.
Wait a minute. As an onomancer, shouldn't you know that this is called friendship?
He actually just winks over at you and steps through the fairy ring.
Oh. I hate this guy.
Riot looks at Karen. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yep. All right. Quarter. Hold on tight. We jump in.
Yeah, Lorraine, I guess too.
So all of you step into the fairy ring, and as soon as you do, you are just sort of enveloped in soft lights, and there's a bit of twinkling music, and as you feel like you're entering into another place, there's this beautiful twilight, and the sky is just filled with these beautiful faded colors of the setting sun. And when you look at where you've landed after that warm, beautiful feeling, you see yourself surrounded by a tangle of sharp-toothed brambles and ferns that are very sticky. And Wink is just trying to get some of the sticky fern off of him.
Lorraine is charging through it.
Yeah, Riot beats her wings a couple times to like brush it away. Oh, whoops, sorry, right in your direction, Wink.
What do you propose to do here besides torture me for whatever reason you have against me at this point?
We're going to do what we do best. And Riot's like pointing at Ryan herself. We're going to track him. And also then points to Karen. This is points to Gwar.
Yeah, jeez. Yeah, what? Come on.
What we all do best. So do we see any like trails of sticky leaves?
You need to make a survival check.
Oh, 18.
You do see there's a trail of footsteps that leads in a northerly sort of direction. And
they're the correct size for Jasper?
They're
not like as big as us.
Yes, they are small sized. And Gwador is just sort of like, you know, pressing with his legs again.
I think he's this way.
Yeah. Yeah, Lorraine charges through the brambles, and she's just trying to sign at Gwador with a little bit that she knows, saying, like, it'll be okay.
Gwador nods. His eyes are pretty wide, wider than usual, and he's holding on to Riot's horns very, very firmly. You can almost see, like, the knuckles beneath his little furry hands. All right, so you are making your way north. Wink is trailing behind you, and he says, "Friends, how on earth did you even come upon a drow child?"
I mean, we helped him out of a jam. He helped us out of one. We saved a bunch of other kids. It's sort of our thing.
Saving children.
Of course. Ones that want help or need help.
That explains Gwador, then.
Gwador does not need anybody's help.
No, clearly he's got quite the mount.
Listen.
We're not friendly here, okay? None of this. None of this little banter where you act like you know us. Like, don't do this.
Lariah, as you say this, and he just sort of puts his hands, Wink just sort of puts his hands up in sort of surrender. He's being very playful about the whole thing. And Lariah, you actually hear from your bag a now familiar, "Hey, how's it going?" And then it's followed quickly by a tiny yet ferocious roar.
Oh.
Oh.
That would probably be, Lariah digs into her bag and pulls out Hubbub and her talking dinosaur.
Yes. Can you describe what your talking dinosaur looks like?
It just looks like a tiny, like a fits in the palm of your hand, basically, raptor, like a velociraptor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
It is like, it is unusual, like, colors for a raptor, probably, because it's like bright purple with some like pink thread and some like green like feathers and spines and stuff like that, like just the brightest colors you've ever seen.
did you have a name for your toy?
She would have named it when she was a kid, but probably has not said the name in a long time. And because its name is probably something real silly like Rocky.
Well, Rocky is now alive. For all intents and purposes, you can treat this living toy as an animal companion for now and use the Velociraptor stat block. So when you pull it out and you put it into the palm of your hand, it's just sort of trying to look as ferocious as possible, but it is tiny.
Whoa, Lariah, I know you don't trust, you know, all of us still, but you didn't... What is this? It's so cute.
This is it's not a real dinosaur. It wasn't before now. It was just a toy.
Wait, are you just saying that because you don't want us to play with it? Because that's what I would do.
No, I mean, don't you think if I had a living creature in my bag all this time, you probably would have heard something from it before?
I don't know. Maybe he's been sleeping. Maybe you have, like, some special word that wakes him up. I don't know.
And I feel like you're, you know, champion secret keeper, so maybe, you just keep different.
I don't know what
schedule.
You mean by that.
Riot puts out a little talon on her from her non-dominant hand towards the dinosaur to, like, sort of, like, rub its nose.
Do an animal handling check.
Do a stuffed animal handling check.
Yeah, I was going to say.
While you're doing that, Hubbub looks over at you, Lariah, and says, "Hey, thanks. It's a little hairy in there."
I got a 15.
The raptor sort of pauses for a second and looks at your little claw and tilts its little head and lets you scritch it under its little feathery neck.
Oh, yeah, there's a... Riot's just mouth is open and she's a silent scream. <She's> like...
What is Rocky doing? Like, is she just, like, just chilling, letting Riot pet her?
Yeah.
Does she seem, like, angry at all, or is she just, like... I'm alive now, and that's normal.
Yeah, she's just like looking around and accepting pets.
Lariah, does this happen ever? Like,
No, this has never happened before. I imagine it probably has something to do with us being in the Feywild, right, Hubbub? Because you're not usually awake either, right?
Yeah, it seems all very convenient.
Oh, yeah, this is home, eh? Yeah.
So wait.
He just sort of looks around.
Hubbub, do you just hang out here normally? Like when you're not awake or being summoned, you're in the Feywild?
I'm out here and, you know, got a couple more wishes to grant or whatever it is that I do when you rub my belly. And then, you know, one day I'll just live here.
So wait, we're kind of keeping you from living your fullest life?
Oh no, I like hanging out with you, eh?
Okay, well, good. That's a. Oh, sorry. We have someone to find. We can.
Yeah, Laura hasn't stopped walking all this time.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like taking this all in, but still trying to follow the tracks leading to Jasper. Mm-hmm.
As you head through the sticky thicket, the footprints sort of fade away. And become really difficult to track. And you also notice that this dark area kind of opens up to a much prettier, lighter area. You're a few feet away from getting into this area when you suddenly hear a woman screaming.
Can we tell if the sound is coming from the ground? Like the air underground, like, is it?
I need you to make a survival check.
Also, since Hubbub is from the Feywild, Lariah wants to ask, so what part of the Feywild are we in right now? Like, is it possible we're going to just be hit with a lot of mirages and hallucinations and stuff?
Oh, you're kind of in the in-between part. I would want to really advise you to, you know, if you're taking my advice, advise you to get out of this the sticky part, because this is where the Unseelie are, and, you know, they like hunting creatures.
Yeah.
You know.
Sounds terrible. We should keep moving for sure. Right, gonna yeah. meet.
You have no idea where the sound is coming from. If anybody else wants to make make the call,
did anyone else hear that? Was that just me? Karen, did you hear screaming?
Nope. Either.
I also could not tell where it was coming from. I guess.
Okay, but you all can hear it.
Well, Wink got a 17. So.
Oh, good.
Good.
The one I trust the most.
He can mansplain which direction to us.
He says, "Did you hear that? That was that seemed like a damsel in distress. This way," and he charges forward into the brighter woods.
Is he going in the same direction that Jasper's footprints were headed before they started to fade?
It seems that way, but he walks far enough away that it's possible Jasper could have gone in any other direction.
Well, we have to get out of this, like, thicket area, but I don't think we should just follow this guy. Like, let's continue heading in the direction it seemed like Jasper's footprints were going, and if it leads us to whatever that is and it's not some sort of horrible fairy trap, then we can deal with it.
Yeah, I'm cool with leaving this one person behind.
All right, so he charges forward. You sort of push past the sticky ferns and the forest has transformed into this softly lit area with fireflies floating in the air.
Do we have any sense of like the passage of time here?
Mm. You do not. If you ask Hubbub, though, he'll let you know that
time's a funny thing here. You know, I never really know how long I'm here before I go out there to see you.
Well,
but you're here now, so
I don't
know.
somebody jumped through this fairy ring like 45 seconds before us. Does that mean they could have been here for like 5 years at this point?
Sometimes time works like that, I think. You know, Master Moro, he was like, he didn't have gray hair when I first met him, so I don't know.
Yeah, but that could just be regular time. That's not a great... Okay, nope.
Yeah, regular time.
You're real, good job, you're real wise.
I mean, she is, to be fair.
Thanks, guys. Wow, I might write that down. I wish I knew the time, because I'd write down...
And the date.
And the date, like, in a year. I know we just talked about that.
It's 1494.
Man, even Hubbub knows the date. That's embarrassing.
All right, so... If we look around, so we're following these tracks, but is everything the same color? Like, has stuff changed based on like, or affected by like Jasper's, been affected by Jasper's presence or walking through it at all?
You saw like tamped down ferns, okay. And that sort of has stopped abruptly. It seems like he might have taken a path around the fern area to get into the less sticky area, but it's much clearer there and less obvious.
All right. Lariah, do you want to take the low road and I can take the high road and see if I can get a little vantage point?
Sure, yeah. We can do that.
All right. So we keep moving forward and
all right, we'll go. And you're going to fly up a little bit. Okay.
20 feet?
Sure. You can sort of get slightly above the tree line here. You couldn't do that back in the unsealy area. You do see that there's a grove not very far away with an enormous tree. And there are three owlbears standing there on their hind legs at the base of this tree. And at their feet is a silver-haired winter Aladrin with a terrified look on her face. And she's trying to scrabble away.
Riot rushes back to the ground and relays this information. So do we help save this person? Is this person our least favorite Aladrin, possibly, Serena?
I mean, there's no way, right? Because she's still trapped in that stone, which is now trapped.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe here? Like, but literally, yeah. I have no idea where
Yeah, we don't know
is.
Where that stone goes. I mean, Hubbub just told us he comes here, you know?
Yeah. Okay, well, it's also possible this person is seen, could help us find Jasper, especially if they're... You know, if they're native to this area, they might be able to navigate it better than we can.
All right, let's go bargain. Or help them, and then bargain.
So you're going to head into the grove?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Stuff like we agreed that. So yes. Super right, normal. So everything's you, fine. You.
We link arms and head in as one.
So you move forward into the grove, and Wink is there, and he looks back, and he's been waiting for you to catch up with him, and he says, "Never fear, for I shall speak with these beasts." And he feels his fingers, then curses, and then he looks accusingly at all of you and says, "Am I among but lowly thieves?"
What on earth are you talking about? Are you going to help this person or not?
I had among my possession a ring of animal friendship.
You were asleep for 5 years, and you assume the first people who come across you and actually put in the work to wake you up are the people who stole it from you?
That's an excellent point.
Well, I suppose you're right.
No, all go right. Ahead, insult us more. This is fun. It's fun for me.
I apologize. I it was a very important ring, and it would have been quite helpful in this situation. Can you all make a perception check?
Mm-hmm. 20.
All right.
Yeah, we're just going to go with nine.
Laraya, you think you actually hear the owlbears gruffly talking to the woman. And she just cries out, "Help! I'm being attacked by owlbears!"
Okay, Laraya's going to just like walk slowly into the grove so as not to startle anything and say like, "Hey, everything okay here?"
The bears look up, the owlbears look up in surprise, and they, one of them actually speaks and says, "Oh, hey, this,
oh my God,
this woman here, she fell out, she took a spill from the window of our place here, and we're just trying to help. Get away," she says.
I don't think these owlbears are attacking you. They seem fine. They seem like they're just worried because you fell.
She looks at you like you're like completely out of your mind, and she just runs off, and the owlbears just sort of look at each other and say, no, oh no, we didn't, you thought we were attacking. No. Why would you think that about us?
Excuse me. She says, hey, don't run off though. Hey, can I talk to you, owlbears, for a second?
Yeah, sure. Hey. They're just sort of looking after the woman, but she's taken off into the woods.
She seems fine. She's back on her feet. She's just gonna walk it off. we're looking for our friend, a young drow boy who came running through here. We lost track of him. Have you seen anyone unusual? Anyone that's not familiar, other than that lady?
Well, I was just going to say that lady. She was, we found her in our place, and we were
she like eating your porridge and sleeping in your beds?
Well, you know, it's a heck of a thing because she was actually eating some of our honey, and she went upstairs and we found her in actually my bed. And when she saw us, she just screamed and leapt out the window. And so we came down here to help her out.
All right. So we just chased off a honey thief is what I'm hearing.
No. She's down on her luck, obviously. I mean, we were just here to help. You don't need to accuse her of things. It's totally okay. No. We have enough honey for... Do you want some honey?
Thank you.
Yes.
Not right at this moment. We're focused on the young boy who's missing.
No, we were inside just until... a few minutes ago.
Do you know of any places near, like around here, where a child may, you know, like try to find shelter or anything like that? Other than your house with the beds and the honey?
Yeah. Do you think there's like a giant candy house or something that they might be attracted to?
That would be awesome. I would be attracted to a candy house.
Okay, so that's a no. Is there a terrible authoritarian surveillance system in this area? Like, someone's always watching.
Ooh, that sounds terrible.
Well, it'd be helpful in this situation, but
let's see if we can find a map or something that can help you out. Mm. Orson, how about you go inside and find a map? And one of the bears, owl bears, goes inside, and
there wouldn't happen to be an area around here called the Dancing Dell, would there?
That doesn't sound familiar, but you know, We're not from around here, actually.
Oh, where are you from?
The material plane. We fell through a portal. I mean...
In Ardeep Forest?
Yeah, I think that was the name of the place where we lived before. But now we're here.
Do you know how long you've been here? And I hear that's a weird thing to ask, but...
Yeah, time has a funny way of passing here. I don't know, really. I mean...
Were you smaller when you came and now you're taller?
Yeah, that seems about right.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. But, you know, we fell through a portal and suddenly we were upright and talking and that seemed kind of cool. So we made a home in this tree.
It's gorgeous. It's beautiful from what I can see.
Thanks. It's a bit of a mess on the inside on account of that woman who just... she kind of ransacked the place, but, you know, down on her luck and everything. Just bear with me for a minute. And then he sort of smiles at you. yeah, my brother, he's going to come out with a map. And we found it a while ago. Haven't really explored that much, so... Unfortunately, we're not really helpful in that regard, but maybe a map will help. The other brother comes out, Orson, and he actually comes out with a big sack, and he says, "Oh no, she I think she left behind her bag of things."
Dibs.
Well, if we look inside, maybe there's some sort of identification card or a calling card, and we can return it to her after we find our friend, of course.
Oh, that would be real swell of you. Here, and they pass it over to you without even thinking about it.
Well, so they already touched it, so we know it's not cursed. Okay, but should we open this now or
Well, did you have that map?
Oh, yeah. Here, and they give you a map, and it actually is a restaurant kids map.
Like the kind you would color in with crayons?
Mm-hmm.
Bless. okay. Is it useful, like, at all? Like, can I compare some of, like, major landmarks we've seen so far to the big bits that you can color in on this?
Yes, and it all leads to a candy hut.
Of course, it's
a candy house. Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much for your help. We will, after we find our friend, we will look into returning this bag to the owner. Thank you for your kindness and patience.
Oh, it's no problem. I sure hope you can help her out. She really seemed like she was hard on her luck. I mean, why would you ransack a giant treehouse?
Definitely because she was down on her luck and for no other reason.
Yeah. Well, if you need any more help, my name's Albert.
Oh my gosh.
Right, tries real hard not to laugh.
And your brother's name is Orson.
Orson, and Ursus, yeah. is my third brother.
Ursa?
Ursus.
Ursus.
Love this. I'm Riot.
Sorry. Oh, nice to meet you.
We bow.
They bow also. They're trying to bow at the same level as you. Well, thanks for not attacking us. You know, a lot of people come through here and think that we're you know, trying to do harm, and we're not. We're just trying to live our best owlbear lives.
Okay, don't let any more people in your house, cool? You know, just be careful.
Careful of what?
Maybe you could start a community garden down here on the ground where people can, like, access stuff and not have to ransack your house for it. If you're so, if you want to be generous with strangers, that might be maybe a little bit farther from your house so it doesn't draw attention to your house.
That is an excellent idea. We'll get on that right away. Come on, bros. And they go
inside.
Cool,
we're out of here.
Did these owlbears, did they have similar coloring? Or was like one brown, one white, and one with like black and white stripes? feathers, I mean.
Maybe they did.
Didn't quite get a good look at them, but something like that.
Excellent. I love these things.
Hey everyone, it's Kat again. We hope you're enjoying season 3 so far. We're certainly having a lot of fun. If you like what you're hearing, please consider leaving us a review wherever you listen to our podcast, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or any number of other platforms. Reviews help new listeners discover us. Want to get in touch with us directly and let us know what you think of the episode? Chat with us on social media. You can find all our links at d20dames.com. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
D20 Dames is sponsored in part by Campaign Coins, makers of fine metal coins for all your tabletop RPG needs. Campaign Coins are tactile, hefty coins that come in colors like gold, silver, and copper, and can be used to track in-game loot or currency, and add an extra special reward for your players. We use Epic D20 Coins to keep track of Damespiration, our version of inspiration. Head to campaigncoins.com where you can also find deluxe metal meeples, coin bags, and dice trays along with their beautiful sets of metal coins ready for any tabletop adventure.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Music by Middlescence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames.